That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna.
That one is Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings,
and not
on
to
the keys.
On the keys, and not to immediately just throw knives and wrenches in the machinery, but Scott,
is he very quiet for
can
you?
Can you turn up a little bit?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I'm with you.
Let's, even more.
Even
bud.
More.
I want all of that sort of power. All of that passion, all 88 of those bad
powerful keys,
those ebonies and those ivories just coming right through to my ears. We'll figure that out. We also got Brett on the frets, Brett Morris, engineer, choo choo. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Everyone's bringing wild energy to the pod today.
We got Dana Wickens on the stick and doer bagel. She's having a bagel and we love to see it.
I'm eating it. I feel bad because I really often eat bagels.
No,
this pod.
No apologies necessary for bagel eating.
I also say it's because this is a very safe space.
Not compared
to the other shows I work on. It's a very safe space.
No,
Jess
and
I,
Jess and I are pushovers. We understand. this is a lawless thing.
Yeah.
Jess, you had a sort of interesting idea for how to do the pod today.
So this is wild, and I don't think this counts as 4.0, but this is wild. I said just before we started, hey, what if we try something different? We tried to have a little fun out there.
Which is so interesting.
It's such a helpful piece of information. It's really interesting.
Because we haven't before.
It's what you tell a soccer team of 8-year-olds at halftime when they're losing by 7. You're like, hey, you know what? Let's have fun out there.
Let's just have fun out there. You and I both have competitive streaks, but not in all arenas.
Yes.
At least for me, my competitive.
You are way chiller. You have a very on and off switch about your competitive energy. And I feel like you're much better at knowing when it's helpful and adds to ambition and drive and when it doesn't matter. And I am not that way. I have just a flood of competitive energy that I throw at all things and have to say, be an adult.
All things? I would have thought it was actually not all things for you. I would think it's games specifically for you. Things that are
I'm trying to think of a single thing I'm not competitive about.
I don't know. I feel like
I'm not competitive in that I don't, I'm not sad at my friend's success. I'm not envious.
I famously hate it when my friends get
it makes it very hard. That's why I was I guess it's better to just be on his team than compete with him. So I can use that to my advantage. No,
yes,
but
yes,
I mean
yes.
There's almost no level of game that I just go, that I don't quietly seethe over losing.
Is there a thing for you? Because this is definitely a thing for me. If I am losing early and badly, which is a common occurrence in me in sort of game playing environments, I will decide that I am now playing a different game and I will sort of not any more play.
Like that's a very valuable tool.
And her friend. No, totally. My wife and her friends that are now my friends
Wife and her friends.
My wife and my wife's friends, Yagisha Mash, Yagisha friends, is doing a, like they put together like a quizzo to do over Zoom, and everyone is very smart and was getting lots of points, and I had 3 points, and that's less points than most people were getting because like trivia is not really my thing. Knowing facts is not really my thing in general, but then I got to do a round at the end where I made the questions, and those questions were very good and very different. And in that new game, now I'm sort of having a lot of fun, even though I am losing in the traditional sense.
I will say that the only time I can turn my competitive energy down is when I see someone else having more than me. And it's like that mirror moment. I'm like, oh, this is actually making it less fun. Like, oh, I shouldn't. So if someone sort of comes above me, I will sublimate and be like, oh, it's not helpful for me to additionally be competitive. Mm. I did a Zoom trivia night that my friend Jen put together for a group of friends, and we did win, but it was like, and I'm saying that as casually as I possibly can, but we did in fact win. Yeah. And also it was Morgan and I and like our friends in New York. And we also came with a theme name and costumes. We were Trivial Pursuits and we all wore suits. So we had that energy from the jump. But some people were getting competitive because there was like discussions about half points, you know, that kind of set off a certain tone. Everyone was still being like dear friends and not for no sure. One was taking it beyond, but I was like, it probably helped that I was winning, honestly, but I just was like, I can't add to this. I have to just keep being like, Jen, this is amazing that you put this together. Wow, so much time. This is incredible.
And that's
what
great.
A generous thing to do for your friends.
Let me
just not gloat that we are in fact also winning and we are in suits.
I think the other thing that can be helpful is when you are the points giver, to give levels of points that are so arbitrary and so huge that you've really undermined the whole foundation of the structure of the game. And so now everyone just has to have fun because the points mean nothing.
We go to a trivia night. Okay, listen up, team. This is the last round and we can double our points if we try. Is it worth the risk? We'll have to wait and see how we can answer this. And I'm sorry I didn't listen to you, Kyle, when you knew the population of Indonesia. Indonesia.
It's trivia, but it's not trivial. It's trivia, but it's not trivial. It's trivia, but it's not trivial. We came to play, and we play to win. Put down your craft beer, put down your buffalo wings. I need to know which one of you knows a lot about old English kings. Y'all getting drunk, I can't have y'all getting sloppy. I need you to tell me the actors that starred in the film Rocky.
It's trivia, but it's not trivia.
Next is going to be a picture round. I need everyone to come up here and grab these printouts of pictures that I got and bring them back to your tables. Okay. All right. There you go. What is it? What is it? Bring it back.
Okay. 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 This is amazing. This is amazing. Okay. So it's major cities. Okay. It's major cities all over the world, but they're all going to have part of their name has an animal in it. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Oh. Major cities that...
I got it. Major number two is Moscow. Wait. Keep your voice down. Number two is Moscow. Because it has a cow. Moo moo. Moscow.
Listen, yes. Cow. Moscow. Listen.
Moscow. Moo moo.
Our team, Treviva La Vida, is... There's a lot of the line here. Free drinks for months?
One? Oh, for one month. I think it's
just
one month.
There's just not an S
and
there.
It's free one drinks, drink.
Free drink for month?
It's free drink for month. Every time you come in, limit four times. Basically, every time you come to Trivia for 1 month, you get one drink. Free drink. You get drink.
You get drink
free drink for month.
Treviva La Vida. Okay, this one's Moscow. That's good.
I got another one.
Papua New Guinea. Oh, very good. Guinea pig. This is Papua New Guinea, but it's guinea pig. I don't know that that's the best question, but I'm pretty sure that's what this is a picture.
That's good. That's good. Ooh, okay. I got another one. Bangkok. Cause like a rooster.
It's a rooster. It's Bangkok, but it's a rooster.
Moscow Mamou. Bangkok.
Moscow Mamou. Papua New Guinea. I think. I don't know.
Hey, Tyler?
I didn't have a guinea pig.
Treviva La Vida has really been... Wait, you say it one more time?
Treviva La Vida.
Treviva La Vida.
Is that a cult? Is Viva La Vida is the Coldplay album, so I think their team is a play on that. Treviva La Vida, our team is a play on that.
Right. Well, I've really loved it. It's been, like, really helpful to make Tuesday a day that I care about. Because it's here, and it's trivia, it's... with you and
Caroline, thank you so much.
I mean, it's just, I didn't think I would care this much, but now that I do, I can't go back.
To other trivia teams? I mean, I knew you liked it. I guess I didn't know how much it had meant to you.
I can't go back to thinking that Tuesdays don't matter. That they're a day between the worst day and the hump. I can't go back to thinking, is this good or the latter? Because now Tuesday's the only day that could. What is a Thursday? Well, you're so close to the weekend. And Mondays are terrible because all your work started to begin. And Wednesdays are funny since those Geico commercials we all love. But what is a Tuesday? It had nothing to think of. You make me feel... there's something I can win at, and I know I can feel like a winner by remembering old sitcom shows.
Saturday, Sunday, those are days and the end of. It's not Friday, I'm in love. It's Tuesday, the only day of which I'll speak. You
make me feel like a winner. This day now has so much more.
This day now has so much Man, that team really takes this game seriously. Here on Act Trivia, the yogurt
Trivia.
Team. Act Trivia, yogurt squad.
It's Act like, Trivia, yogurt squad. You got me, Peggy.
You got me, Peter. We're you having have, a good time.
You have yeah, me, Lucas.
You have me, Lionel.
Act Trivia.
Act Trivia. Yogurt Squad.
Yogurt Squad. I personally feel like we took a huge leap forward when we added a semicolon to our team name.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Yogurt Squad really like lets people know we're here to do trivia and also to write in joke answers.
Yeah, you know what?
Which she doesn't read aloud in the way, like, we write them down in my head. We would write down joke answers, and then he'd be like, and this is the right answer, and here's the ridiculous things y'all wrote down. But it's self-scoring, so he doesn't read our answers for most of them.
I know, and I thought it was personally so funny when during that round where they played song clips that we knew absolutely none of, we just wrote Jamie Lee Curtis for every single one because she starred in Activia commercials.
She did those Activia
and it was very funny.
It's all about, like, I don't know. This night's all about having fun, you know? Like, we've never won. I think we're pretty sure that we're never going to win unless we do, like, I don't know, cheating. That feels wrong.
Yeah, I don't want to cheat. I just want, like, all I want is for the proctor to one time say, you know what? I'm giving out a free drink. It doesn't even have to be the free drink for a month. It just like free drink because this made me tee-hee-hee so hard that they wrote Jamie Lee Curtis.
You know what? You know what it is? When I really think about what I want out of trivia, I guess it like, we'll never be most likely to succeed. We'll never be the smartest at the table. We'll never be the geniuses that go around the town, but we can be class clown.
We'll never be most likely to win an Oscar. We'll never be cutest couple because that's not one that would matter. We'll never be most likely to invent an airplane, but we can be airplane already exists. That was so freaking funny when I said
we'll
that.
We'll never be the one to make up an airplane as if an airplane wasn't a thing that already flies in the sky. But we will be the people to say, we invented the airplane and everyone's looking at an airplane already flying by.
We'll never be most likely to succeed. But we will be most likely to write Jamie Lee Curtis. We'll never be most likely to win at anything. But she was in True Lies, and this is true, not a lie.
She was
that
in Fish Called Wanda.
Invented the airplane. Oh my gosh. Right, just we invented the airplane all over this freaking animal city thing.
That's
I don't know
wild.
A single that's what a wild idea.
Maybe like Canada, because like Canadian geese are an animal, so maybe that's one. Let's just write we invented the airplane. Who invented the airplane? Oh, yeah. Okay. Cross out the question. Write a new question. Who invented the airplane?
And put Act Trivia Yogurt Squad.
I can't believe the sort of ridiculous things that are going on at these other trivia team tables. Sylvia, can you see it? People don't take the competition seriously. They don't take the passion seriously.
It's like when we inevitably win, Sinclair, I would feel that it is a hollow victory because there are no teams here truly worthy of our prowess. Now, don't get me wrong, I still desperately want to wipe this dirty, sticky floor with their stupid faces and minds.
With Act Trivia, Yogurt Squad, or Triviva La Vida? What stupid team names as opposed to our team name, which is very good.
Very good and very beautiful and elegant. Which of course, as we all know, is first pace picante.
Yes, first pace picante, for we always win first place, and we love the picante salsa by the brand Pace. First Pace Picante. Now that's the name of a team that takes the game seriously and is here to win with me, Sinclair, and Sylvia.
For here's what I know. I don't want any of that salsa from New York City. I want the bold flavor for victory of Pace Picante.
I don't want Tostitos branded salsa. I don't even want Victoria brand, which you see in restaurants all the time and some say is very good. No! I'll tell you what. We will be first place, and we eat only pace, picante for we. We only take first place, and we only eat, ooh, pace, pace, picante. Salsa is our destiny.
Nothing is as elegant and nothing is as relevant as talking about a salsa in a jar.
Salsa in a jar.
Nothing is as flavorful, nothing is undeniable as that salsa, and also our victory.
First place, and we only eat this pace, pace picante, the only salsa we admire, and we only win first place, and we only eat this
pace,
the pace picante salsa with a little mild fire. It's not garlic flavored unless we get the garlic flavored kind. It's not very spicy, we generally get medium.
But as you know, I experimented and bought toasted poblano. First place.
First pace.
And no one can keep pace with you and me, you see.
No one can take first place, and no one can take our pace. We bring it in a jar when we go to trivia or go anywhere. We bring our own salsa to a restaurant. It's the only one we will eat, because no other salsa like Victory could ever taste so sweet.
Oh no, we should have been named after Victoria.
Wait, what?
I just realized that Victoria brand has a lot in, you know, it has a lot of the word victory in it.
Yes, I said that. Yes, Victor. Well, as we said before, some people say it's very good. Wait, so just like spitball with me. What's the name of the team, though, if it's about Victoria salsa?
Oh, I guess we would just say we like Victoria salsa.
I like the taste of victory salsa. Uh-huh.
That's
closer. The first one was nothing. That's or closer.
Like, or like, here's the trick. Take a chip, dip it in our Victoria salsa.
Could it be both? Because if we're being totally honest with each other, we like pace salsa a lot.
We do, yes.
We also do like Victoria salsa.
Yes.
Is there like first pace, nothing but Victoria? Or we shall be Victoria salsa. Because the yogurt team put a colon in there. They put a subtitle after their name. They added one.
I liked that. Even though I hate everything else that team stands for. They did not invent the airplane. And I'm furious
Brothers are the only right answer I'll accept for who invented the airplane. Oh, sorry, it's going to be like first pace.
Pace. First pace picante, taste of Victoria.
Salsa.
Salsa.
First pace picante,
taste of Victoria salsa.
Because we only win first place.
Hey, I know that you're really busy. I know you're tallying up, but...
Let me just make it.
I just wanted to see if you could make like an announcement from the bar staff.
Oh, yes. What's up?
Okay. Kelly, so we've had a lot of customers coming up and getting vodka Red Bulls. And the last time that happened, like it got a little wild.
I did a Red Bull round. I thought it would like spike sales for you. It was like, give me 10 things that are either red or a bulls.
Bull. Yeah.
Which was,
it was easy.
It was very easy. It's not hard to name 10
And
red
anyone
things.
Who could name got a free vodka Red Bull. So then
I did say that and I didn't run that by you before I started that promo.
Honestly, like this is huge. I'm like a newer bartender here. So I don't get like the weekends. And so it's like really helpful that you are here at all because it drives any sort of anyone here for Tuesday.
But Kelly, I'm not here to like make your job harder. So maybe this time, let me just give you a sort of heads up for what I'm planning.
That'd be great.
Cause I know you asked like, please run any promos by you.
That's right. Yeah.
Because it does take out of your bottom line. And I was so forced for the trees that I missed that. I got all caught up in it. And that's on me.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So I want to do an animals that don't have butts round. And it's just sort of like, you have to name a bunch of animals that don't have butts. And I know it seems like it's subjective, but there's actually a bunch of animals that that definitely don't have butts.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding was in order to be considered any level of organism, the thing you have to be able to do is eat and then poop it out. That's sort of like on the tier of like, that's how we know, that's what delineates certain bacteria up the scale of like level of evolution.
Yeah. Everyone knows the thing that you just said. We both know it. Absolutely.
So, I guess I was just sort of curious what animal doesn't have a butt. Are you acting like the actual shape? Like they can have a butthole, but they don't have a
butt. All about shape. Because what is a butt? Okay. What is a butt, right? Like the ability to go to the bathroom, but it's the shape, right? You wouldn't be like, that snake's got a good butt. Because a snake, spoiler, doesn't have one.
Huh.
I know some people will be like, that snake's got a butt, but I'm here to tell you. Mm.
What has a butt? What has a butt? You might think that everything has a butt. Oh, nut, 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 nut. What has a butt?
Snakes don't have a butt. They're always slithering around. A little slithery slinky snake down there on the ground. But if you told that snake to shake his money maker, he would shake the end of his tail, his little rattlesnake shaker. But
what has a butt?
What has a butt?
What has a butt?
What has a butt?
You can shake a snake, but that's not enough.
No.
What has a butt? I like thinking about this. If it feels every wish, even though I know they can poop, I never seen a butt.
No.
I can see that, and oh yeah, I will. They don't really have a proper butt, but they do know how to shake a tail.
And if I wanna go all in, I would also posit there's no butt on a dolphin. Anything that sort of gradually slopes into a sin or a fail, not gonna be a butt. No, that won't sail.
What has butt?
Have a butt.
Worms don't have a butt.
Starfish don't have a butt. Lots of things don't have a butt. So many animals, but then you think spider. And I tell you what, a spider does have a butt.
You think a spider has a butt?
Oh, look at the butt on that spider. The way it sort of goes away in a round thing in the back that makes webs. If there's not a butt, I don't know what is a butt. I think that's too simplistic, and I'm not down with that.
And I don't like if that makes you feel like you're under attack. And if you think it's a butt, but I think it's a thorax, I say, ooh, what? It could be a butt. What? Tell me what is a butt? Well, okay, does that have a tie-in with a drink, or it's just just telling me the round?
It's a Rumplemintz shot.
Very good. Okay, please only give out because
you said that no one
top
likes
answers.
That. You said that's no one very, likes that one, and we were trying.
Well,
to
we get
it.
Some people in the wintertime, they want it for a warm up, but
I couldn't think of any butt related ass synth. Is that anything? Do we have absinthe at this bar?
We do, but it doesn't have wormwood in it. It's like it's just sort of like an anise liqueur at this point.
Is wormwood the hallucinogenic element?
That's right.
Kelly, I learned so much from you as a bartender, and I come here to run the trivia.
And Jason, I learned so much from you about like what's red and what's a bull. But just like next time, if it has a drink component, just run it by me. I think the what is a butt round will be great. Just maybe only give it away to like the top team. Like
it's going to go well. It's not a subjective question at all. I think there's going to be a lot of agreement on what animals do and do not have butts.
Okay, Peter, now make that paper into an airplane because then it's like...
Okay, yeah, hold on.
Because then it's like, we invented the airplane and now also it is an airplane.
But we did make this one, though. We didn't.
Oh, they're doing a score update.
Okay. All right.
Oh, Sinclair, they're doing a score update. Let us put down our chips so we can listen.
In sixth place is the Kangaroos of Knowledge with... 15 points. Oh, sorry. Yes, with 15 points. In seventh place, I forgot there was one behind them. In last place, that is Actrivia Yogurt Squad.
Yogurt Squad!
In fifth place is Love Factually.
We love it!
With 20 points.
Fun and dear friends.
With 20 points. In fourth place is... Clue, are you? Clue. With 32 points.
We're still working on our time. Every time we come, we change it.
What place did I say you were in?
Fourth?
That's right. In third place is Jeopardy, the trivia team. Alex Trebek's Jeopardy, the trivia team. And then we have a first place tie between... First Pace Picante, who was given a subtitle to their team name. I can't read this. I'm sorry. Something about victory.
We love the taste of Victoria salsa.
And Viva Triviva La Vida are both in first place with 41 points. Anyone can really take it after this? I want y'all to start thinking about animals and butts as just a sort of a hint for where the night is maybe going. But yeah, go get a drink, order some apps. Please tip Kelly. She's like a smart, wonderful, hardworking woman who just like deserves all your respect and tips. And we'll be back in like 15.
Tyler, did you hear him? Anyone can take it. I mean, we've never been able to beat Actrivia before. We beat Actrivia all the time. We've never been able to beat...
First Pace Picante? Absolutely not.
No, oh my gosh.
This is like, we could do it.
It's anyone's game now, but it could be ours. Anyone could take it, but why not us? It's anyone's game now, we could take the lead. Is all that we need.
Victory is up for grabs. Victory is up for grabs. It's gonna take all of the knowledge and teamwork that we have. But victory is up for grabs. I can't believe it. They've narrowed up the gap. Well, I'll tell you what, Sylvia, I'm not having any of that. And if we have to burn this place to the ground to protect our lead, that is a thing that I will do indeed. Victory's up for grabs. Victory.
like I want salsa, and I have victory.
Here's up for grabs.
Peter.
Yeah.
And Lionel.
Yes.
And Lucas. We are all dear pals.
We are all dear pals.
Maybe we should get tacos later with the guys and gals of Kangaroo Knowledge. Cause this is just for fun for us.
This is just for fun.
This is just for fun.
This is for fun. This is for victory.
For victory.
And victory is a
for grabs.
Who
will win? Will Kelly make any money tonight? What animal has a butt? Find out when we return to the second half of Not Trivial Pursuits, the musical!
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. When we last left, teams were competing to win a night of trivia for one drink a month. Wait, one drink for 4 months. One drink for a month. A perfectly reasonable sentence that is easily remembered. What will happen now? Who will win? Find out when we return to the second half of Not Trivial Pursuits.
I'm just saying, I think it's time we take matters out of the
what
hands
are you saying?
Of
no,
fate.
But what are you saying, Sinclair?
Right, yes.
But what are you saying?
Yes, thank you for clarity. What I am saying is
okay,
that we
take, and now it's coming?
And now it's coming. Wait for it. We take matters out of the hands of fate and into the hands of us.
Should I elaborate? I think I know what you're saying, but I would love for you to elaborate.
But wait.
Let me elaborate.
You interpret. You interpret on my elaboration.
Here's what I'm saying.
What are you saying, though?
Here it comes. What I'm saying is,
I'm waiting for it.
What you're saying is, we should no longer simply play by the rules. We should make the rules. Bend the rules or break the rules.
Okay, make, bend, break. What is a hammer but a wrench that is twisty? You know, these tools are all the same to me.
And this is why we've won so many drinks for so many months. Because your brain is a twisted wrench that can hammer home the truth.
That's right. I you get me exactly, Sylvia. That is exactly what I'm saying. And I think that I know just the way to do it. No one who's going to beat us if the game is rigged? How are we gonna rig the game? We really shouldn't have to. We've got the skills, we've got the elegance and brain. But sometimes the smartest people don't play by the rules at all. I'm saying we make the other team take the fall.
So we concoct a way that the game looks like it's been rigged. I'm just reiterating all the things that I think you said when you did. But they won't know that it was rigged by us, and we'll have a little game of broken trust where they're actually the ones who get caught cheating. Is that what you were saying? It was like I was reading.
I'm saying that we get them to take the fall, but they don't know that we're the ones that made them take the fall. So it doesn't seem like we've cheated at all, because someone else made someone else take the fall. And by take the fall, just to clarify, it means that they throw the game. And by throw the game, I mean they decide not to win. And then they won't have our names inside their mouse, because they did it themselves. It's not a thing that we did at all. When we force the other team to throw the game, aka take the ball.
Now this is interesting what you said. Let me get it straight inside my head.
Say it back to me.
Because I think taking the fall usually means that we make them caught with a ball. And by ball I mean red-handed, like oh no, they've been branded as the cheaters. But your plan is possibly neater. We can convince them to just say they don't want to play.
And what's the thing if you are a boxer and someone pays you to just fall down in the ring when the other person hits you? Isn't that also called taking the fall? Because you're absolutely right. Being caught with a bag of money in a robbery scenario, that is taking the fall. But I was thinking more like throw the game, like take the fall when a boxer falls over.
Is take the fall and throw the game the same?
Is take the fall and throw the game the same?
Is take the fall and throw the game the same?
Is it just a rose by any other name?
Either way, I think I know now what you say. By take the fall,
basically, we get them to lose on purpose, but they don't think we're the ones making them lose on purpose. So
I have a great idea. I have a great idea.
Yes, okay. Sylvia, give
okay,
it.
Let's walk nearby them and have a conversation that's at a volume where we want them to hear, but it's not so loud that we look sneaky, like they just happen to overhear. And we'll talk about, hey, it's so great that we win and we love that, but it's wrecked our friendship and any potential budding romance we could have had, because now all we care about is winning. Sylvia. And we'll just say it at like a perfect volume where maybe like Tyler and Caroline
think like, oh, we want romance, we don't want to wreck that, like what is winning worth it when we
is
both
winning
know,
worth yes, it yes it is. But we'll do
but
it at
they
the
don't
perfect
know
volume
the perfect volume.
Follow me. Ha! I'm so glad we've taken a break to have a drink at the bar, Sinclair.
Yes, Sylvia. It is so nice for you and I, normal human friends, to have a drink at the bar together. Hey, can I reflect on our current situation with you at just between us friends?
I would love if you would, two normal friends. Please, continue.
We've won so many times, and I'm starting to think maybe it's not all it's cracked up to be.
Yes, I am finding that winning now feels like an insurmountable pressure, and what it stopped those was us being friends and potentially lovers. You know, what?
Can we, like, go over there? They're being so loud. Can we just, like,
why are they screaming? It's so mean to Kelly.
Can we just please walk away from them real quick?
She's new here and she's trying so hard. And, like, we have to get further away. Oh, no, they are leaving.
They're walking away. That's okay. We can stay where we are to not attract suspicion, but just make our volume louder so that where they are, it will still seem like the normal volume to be.
Good thinking. Here's what I know. If I ever could have a crush on you, now I can't.
Yes, once I thought perhaps we would be romantically entwined together, but now, no, competition and winning gets in the way.
Are you guys going to order anything?
Yes. Oh, sorry. Yes. Could I please have a Moscow Mule, but instead of ginger beer, it's tonic water, and instead of vodka, it's gin?
A gin and tonic. Sylvia.
Yes, Sinclair.
I don't mean to be rude, but and again, that statement is always almost followed by then saying something rude, but is that not a gin and tonic?
Well, now I thought like a gin and tonic though. It had sort of like, lime. Listen, we already give off a vibe like we're some sort of like British officer in India in like the 1800s about
strong
to like do something terrible.
Yes.
So like I was trying to walk away from that by not having the cocktail that I feel like they were very into because they had to take quinine to get rid of malaria. So I was like, let me have a Moscow Mule, but make it actually a gin and tonic.
It is what you want. Yes. Fair. I will have a sea breeze, but instead of cranberry juice, let it be vodka. And instead of the vodka, let me have
Sinclair,
gin.
You're about
Instead
to order
the
pure
gin,
alcohol.
Let me hold on. No, it's good. Hold on. Let me have a sea breeze, but instead of the cranberry juice...
Kelly, hold on. It's good.
Kelly, it's good. Why are you walking? She's walking away. I'll have to order it the same, but louder. I will have a sea breeze, but instead of cranberry juice, it's tonic. And instead of vodka, it's gin.
Two
and
gin
it
and
still
tonics.
Has
you
lime.
Got it. Two gin and tonics.
Of, and it still has...
Kelly, come back. I would like to call my gin for my Moscow Mule. I will have it with Hendrix.
I will have mine with Bombay Sapphire. Also, I may have described a Cape Cod.
Here you go.
I thought it was a sea breeze. It might be. Kelly, you're the bartender.
Yes.
Can you remind me of the difference between a sea breeze and a Cape Cod?
I think they might be the same. Yeah. I think they might be the same. Here you go.
Now, the difference between a Cape Cod... Now, I know this is a trivia man. The difference between a Cape Cod and a vodka cranberry is simply the lime.
Oh, that's cool. I like working on trivia night because I like walking away with stuff like that. But here you go. Hey, here are your drinks, and I've put it on your tab.
Can we order over here?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Sorry.
Wow. Thank you for speaking at a human volume.
We just wanted to get you away from those insane weirdos.
You're so kind. Yeah, that was really, really wild. Sorry, Tyler and I we had to walk away.
Have you noticed, Kelly, that there is somebody here who I think likes you?
Like, I know this is just, we're supposed to be just answering the trivia questions, but yeah. We think that there might be someone who likes you, maybe.
Here's a clue. He's here and he likes you. And he runs the trivia and it's Jason.
It's Jason, the guy who runs the trivia.
Jason likes you. We're pretty sure Jason likes you.
We're pretty sure he likes
you. Were you getting those vibes from him?
I was kind of getting those vibes because he, he comes in really early and he stays really late. And he also, one time I found one of those, the picture rounds where it was like most romantic movies. And I just found that on my car when I left. And he said the answer to all of these is you. So I did kind of have, I guess,
the answer to what is the most romantic movie was you.
I mean, it was cute. It was a little clumsy, but it was cute.
The execution is, the sentiment is clear as a bell, though.
Well, I guess now all you have to do is figure out what you want to do about it. Yeah, well, it's kind of hard.
He's probably thinking the same thing. I assume that's what he's muttering about, unless he's doing scores over there. I'm not sure.
Do I answer? Is it time to voice? Do I feel true or false? Or maybe it's multiple choice? Is it A or B? Should I double down on my score? Is this trivial? Or is it more?
As I sit here, filling out these cards? Who'd have known the questions without multiple choice could be so hard? Does she know that I like her? Does she even see? The person asking the questions has another question, it's me. Is this trivial or is it something more? Does she know who I am when I come in the door? And does she think that question man with the questions that he writes is someone I might like to see on not a Tuesday night?
I like learning from him and I don't know why.
He's so
it
smart.
Means when he gives me butterflies, when he makes me think about what is a bud.
She is brave.
And if I know that he expands my mind, isn't that enough? Because he's also so nice and kind.
Is it trivial? Or is it more?
Is it trivial? Or is it more?
I wish it had just one answer and then I could be sure.
Is it trivial? Or is it more?
I don't think the plan worked, Sylvia.
And now my voice is hoarse from shouting.
My
you know what will soothe it? Some pace picante. Oh. Mm. Ouch! 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 No!
Oh,
ouch!
I'm
ouch!
Sorry.
Ouch! No!
Did
that
I
was
get
a terrible
wrong,
idea.
Did I get the wrong heat level of pace picante?
You might have. Sinclair, why does this even matter to us so much?
Well, we always said to each other, we're good at one thing, and that thing is trivia, and we'll never lose.
And we'll never lose.
We've tied up our worth as humans in it, and that's just a normal, healthy way to sort of approach a game.
Good. Thank you for reminding me.
That's what we were about.
Okay, guys, this is hilarious. Okay, so obviously we didn't invent the airplane. Okay, we know.
Every time you say it, it's funnier.
Okay, so here's what I was thinking. I was like chatting with Love Factually in the break, and we had this like hilarious idea where every other team except for the top two teams, because like we can't really catch them at this point, all of us just like when we go to take our Do you guys want to hear from Lucas?
Yeah, Lucas, you go.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, Lucas, Lionel
yeah?
here. I think you, let's all, we could go off right now, I think. Are you about to go off?
Let me give it to you, let me give it to this. It's your boy on the mic, it's Lucas. Yeah, I had to get some mucus off of my throat, so now I can't gloat. Lucas here, and I'm coming on the mic. Hanging with my friends on a Tuesday night. I love the girls on Love Factually, and actually, I think they might wanna get with me. Let's just turn this into a party. Let's all get all kinds of rowdy. I don't really care about how to win. I'm just thinking about how to get into begin.
Yes. Lucas, go off, Lucas.
No, that was just a little bit of Lucas.
No, you're sending me, Lucas. May Lionel go off?
Go off, Lionel.
It's your boy Lionel, and I light the mic up. When I'm here in the trivia, I give no fucks. All about right answers that I drop all day. Trying to win trivia? No, sir, no way. I'm just trying to light it up and have a party so dope. Trying to have a party while the answers get robed. Trying to have a party in these nice white robes. Trying to have a party like the frat boys throw. What now? Let's all throw a toga and let's all do some yoga. Here we can all do stretches and bends while we wear white robes and we drink with our friends. Yes!
Oh, I'm about to go so insane. Yo, it's Peggy and you know we invented the airplane.
Ha!
Oh, and yes, we come in first. No, we don't come in first because we're eating yogurt. Jamie Lee Curtis on a Freaky Friday. I want to
I try say, try to say, let's drop the win and let's get the party. Let's start to begin because this team is in it for the laughs. All that victory we don't want to grab. Let those top two do what they do. I'm looking at my trivia like boo-hoo. Let's just start a party, well, right?
Peggy, you absolutely went off.
I just went off a little bit.
But yeah, let's start a party. That's what I was thinking too. It's your boy Peter, about to set the mic on fire. Walking so tight like I'm up on a wire. What now, motherfuckers? I came to turn up. People in the corner being like, oh, what is that boy doing now? He's got a bunch of drinks and he's pouring all the vodka in the kitchen sink. But he plugged the sink, so the vodka goes up. Now he took a little red cup, and there's vodka in the cup, and you drink it all down. It's a cup full of vodka, it's a party all round. What if we made a drink, but the drink was just vodka in a cup? Like, what if the official party drink
that's
was
so
like
hilarious.
Just
wait, that's
vodka?
So hilarious. Wait, love factually, kangaroo knowledge.
Jeopardy the team. Alex Trebek's Jeopardy the trivia team. Clue, are you clue?
Y'all come get down with us. We ain't gonna win, but we can still party. Oh my gosh, Jason, this is amazing. Everyone is buying so many drinks. Thank you for whatever you did. That butt round really, like, I don't know, it like lit people up. You're kind of incredible the way you're like a natural leader of men, Jason.
Kelly, wow, that is quite an extrapolation from my butt round. I will say that I'm not 100% sure that I am sort of responsible for this happening, but may I say that I am very happy it is happening and you deserve it because you're underpaid. I know people don't always tip you well here and you work really hard. And I think that part of the reason they're tipping you is because they value you as a member of this establishment and their community.
That is so sweet. And you know what? I brought you something.
Wait, what?
I brought you something.
Wait, what?
I brought you something.
Wait, what?
I brought you something.
Is it this?
It's this. It's both red and a bowl. It's a free vodka Red Bull with a splash of crayon so that it's both red and a bowl.
It's a
and
red,
a Red Bull.
It's a red, red bowl.
It's a red, red bowl.
And vodka.
That's right. Just a little bit. I know you're still working, but
a specialty drink of your own creation. Kelly, does this drink have a name?
I call it a gin and tonic. I call it a sea breeze and a Cape Cod. I call it a Moscow mule with semicolons, cause I'm not feeling odd. I call it a martini. I call it a Negroni. I call it a paper plane. No, that's not its name. I call it the Jason. The answer is you. I call it a Jason, cause the answer is you.
Kelly, do you mind if I come back behind the bar for a minute? I've got something I would like to give to you, but I've gotta put some other things in it.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
I have something for you. It's Diet Coke and absinthe.
Wow. And do you call it wormwood? But low calorie, so it's good. I can't wait to try it. A little licorice-y Coke that's diet.
I call it a screwdriver. I call it a tequila sunrise. I call it a Bud Light with lime. I call it a orange shandy. I call it a hazy IPA. And I call it a Merlot. But really, It makes me feel brand new.
The answer is you.
When trivia is through, there are so many questions, but the answer is always...
My answer is yes to you.
All right, everyone, I'm calling this trivia game early, and we're going to get out of here. Thank you for coming.
Sorry,
I should have asked. Kelly, is there another bartender? Like, can you leave now or do you have to finish your shift?
I have to finish my shift, so okay. You can sit at the bar, though, and talk to me, because it's...
I'm going to fit... The game is over. I will still be here, because I don't have to leave, but the game is over.
You don't have to leave, but you can't win here.
Oh, that's better.
Hey, they're both good.
What? The game is over? But then who has won the game if the game is ending prematurely? He didn't even announce a winner, Sylvia.
How can there even be a winner? If there is no winner, then there is no trivia. And what is...
Hey, why don't we just say that you guys won?
Yes, let's say that.
Okay,
cool. Let's say that we won.
Yeah,
Tyler and I don't... Why are you being so chill about this?
Because it was really fun and we like competing with you because you're really smart and it's exciting. But like... The other team started throwing a party like 15 minutes ago and, you know, it was clear that Jason really wasn't going to score this one. So we might as well just... Hey, if it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter.
The scoring in the butts round was incredibly subjective. Like, does a bee have a butt? It's
right.
I don't know.
I think that once we were getting overly invested in that butt round, we realized... What we're really invested in is having a good time with each other.
It was sort of fun to imagine what animals did and didn't have butts.
I did like that part. And we laughed and, well, I unclenched my fist for the first time ever. And
me
I
too.
Felt sort and, of my shoulders go down.
And I unclenched my fist and inside it I found half of a heart best friend's charm that I guess I haven't unclenched my fist in such a long time. And there's a picture inside of it.
Ouch, yes, I have the other half and it is...
Sylvia,
sort of...
it's you. This is from when we were in school and we were best friends. And what are we doing here? Are we playing... We were playing baseball. It seems we were into other things. There was a time we played baseball. And we were bad at it. And here's the thing, we still liked it. It still was fun, and I think this is true. Maybe what I love isn't trivia. It's hanging out with you.
The answer is you.
The answer is you. The answer is you. You are my first place pecan day best friend, you.
And you make me feel like I'm tasting Victoria salsa. What can we do, no matter what? The answer is you.
Everyone raise a glass. And now...
Everyone get whatever version of a Moscow Mule you have in the air.
This is a drink. The drink that you're all about to drink is a drink that we have invented. And we call it... The airplane!
This is the airplane!
It's
get your
airplane
up! We invented it! Ha! We invented it!
These guys are so weird. I like them a lot.
I like them a lot. It's really fun.
Ugh, Act Trivia, Yogurt Squad. You know, we always play with just the two of us, but most trivia teams...
You can be up to six, I think.
Yeah, for sure. There's only four of them. Maybe next time we join forces.
That's a fun idea.
Paper! Airplane's up! Airplane's up! Airplane's up!
No matter what you do, if it's trivial to someone but not trivial to you, then it's more. Is it trivial, trivial?
It's not trivial, trivial.
It's not trivial, trivia, when the answer is you.
watch Trivial Pursuits, the musical.
Thank you so much for joining us on yet another edition of Off Book 3.5,
the improvised musical podcast with some software that works all good-ish. Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Give it up for Brett Morris.
Brett on the fret. Give it up for Dana Wickens. Near those stickins, near that bagel. Doing everything as best as is able.
There you go.
Oh, and, boy.
You know what? This was a... I guess we did just sort of have fun.
We were having fun out there.
We were just having fun out there. That is, by the way, a question I did ask in the trivia round that I ran.
What
animals do not have butts.
Very good.
It was a butt-themed round, and it was a little bit of a stretch, and it was subjective, but hey, about fun, and as we say at the end of every episode, if you're not sure if it's got a butt,
then you might as well say, what? Bye!